So, let's think about what would happen here in the United States. Again, some time ago when I was at USDA, I had the fortune of heading up an exercise on foot and mouth disease working with the Economic Research Service, and they freed up a few nanoseconds time on their mega computer that processes something in the order of 17,000 economic parameters simultaneously. They can tell you what traffic jams are going to be like if there's a pothole in the road. It's really pretty fascinating. And what we did is we took a real county, a real rural county in the United States with real economic data, and we simulated a foot and mouth disease on 60 farms. So not a lot of farms and not a lot of animals, because the farms we picked, we really did generate them. We picked them randomly, so some of them were large, some of them were small, some of them just had one or two animals or something like that. And then based on the economic parameters that we could then put into the model, using at the time the current APHIS recommendations for controlling the disease, stop movement, killing animals, how would that impact that one county? Not the country, not the state, not international trade, just that one county. And the model came out with some pretty precise numbers. It said the operational cost to do what it takes we have written up in our guidelines at the time would be $1.4 million a week. It would need 750 personnel. And the local impact on the economy, this is not related to agriculture, it's simple, the local impact on the economy would be it would reduce that county's tax base by $6.4 million a week on the gross county product. Think about that, in a single rural county, $6.4 million a week. And in 1 year, that county would have lost over 700 jobs from food manufacturing, 1,500 jobs from retail, 1,100 jobs from hospitality, and 1,200 jobs from health and social. And species not affected by foot and mouth disease, because of the stop movement, would be impacted as well to the tune of nearly three quarters of $1 million. So this is just looking at, if you take a real county, you simulate a small disease in real farms, you implement the procedures, and now you can start seeing, having given those examples of the tactical cost, the $1.4 million, the relationship cost, the operational, and now the strategic cost, this would have huge impacts on that one county. And this is really what I see is, and what I was most concerned about, what motivates me most about my interest in foot and mouth disease, the impact it would have on rural America. It would be devastating, absolutely devastating, and I think here's examples of that.